enter into our made-up horse store to learn about how horses help to power Victorian England. From the main entrance in the Vista Centre, head right 4 metres or approximately 6 steps. Before reaching an exit door to the left, you will find our horse stall time machine. Alternatively, if you are coming from the oriel window, turn round towards the main entrance with the visitor desk on your left and head round to the left 4 metres or approximately 6 steps. There are original upright beams from the horse stables in front of you as you walk back towards the main entrance. Head round to the left, following the curve of the visitor desk, and head between two of the beams. The floor changes from flat concrete to cobbles as you enter the horse stall. The stall is filled with tactile objects. Please feel free to reach out and touch the objects. You will now hear what is written on the display boards.
Welcome to the horse stall time machine. This horse stall is the genuine size of a horse stable at the roundhouse. We have filled it with horse tack and items that were needed to use and look after working horses. Object: small wooden cutout of a horse's head used to represent the working horses that would have been based here. Underneath is a metal horseshoe.
What is a working horse? A horse that is used for labour rather than racing or riding. Picture: Mr. Fry with his working horse called Strawberry, Roan and Cart in 1947. The horse is large, standing well over the height of Mr. Fry, and is wearing full tack with the cart behind. Strawberry, Roan is mostly pale in colour, but with a dark face and legs, and white stripe down its nose.
What is a horse tack? Horse tack refers to all of the equipment that you use to ride, handle, and care for horses. Tack is short for tackle, which refers to riding or directing horses. The harness for each horse would have been hung on wall pegs behind each stall or on the stall partitions. Each horse had a collar, bridle, reins, cart saddle, and breeching. Harness cleaning was done at first by the drivers, later by the stablemen. Before 1899, a harness room was not provided at Sheepscot Street, although it had been recommended.
Roundhouse stables. The roundhouse was built as stables for the Public Works Department of the Corporation of Birmingham, a precursor to the City Council. In 1891, the corporation had 289. 100 of these worked for the Public Works Department. Up to 50 horses could be stabled at the roundhouse at any one time. Picture: horses returned to the roundhouse for a publicity stunt in 1997. There are two horses, both dark brown in colour, with white socks and noses and black manes and tails. They are wearing full tack and are standing in and by a horse stall, much like this one.
What did the horses do? The Public Works Department worked on paving the roads, lighting, cleaning the streets, and removing waste. Before there were formal systems and technology to help carry out this work, a large team of men and working horses worked 24/7 to carry out these tasks for an ever-expanding Birmingham. Picture: a working horse disposing of rubble for the Public Works Department, New Street. A large horse, wearing full tack with the cart behind, is standing below the surface of the road. 4 men are standing above the road by the large pile of rubble with shovels in their hands, piling the rubble into the back of the cart. Picture: Mr. Fryer with his horse pulling a Public Works Department cart in 1937. The Fryer stands to the left, in front of the horse, wearing a smart-looking jacket, tie and flat cap. The horse is large, standing well over the height of the man, and is wearing full tack. The horse is dark brown all over, with black mane and tail.
Where did the corporation horses come from? Many of Birmingham's working horses before the First World War were bred in Bristol from Mr. Fred Grindle's stables at Hanham Green Farm, who was apparently the biggest horse dealer in the West.
Who were the horses? Most of the working horses were very large, called Clydesdales, as well as some Shire horses. In the courtyard, around the slope of the tunnel, we have old horse troughs used as planters with the names of some of the horses who worked for the Corporation of Birmingham in 1912. Staff and volunteers chose their favourites to be included on the planters. They are Blackbird, Flower, Bob, Queen Mary, Princess, Wellington, Mr. Twist, Blossom, King George, Kitty, Tommy, and Diamond. What's your favourite name?
Clydesdales. The Clydesdale was developed in Scotland during the late 1700s. The River Clyde flows through the area and gave the Clydesdale its name. The Clydesdale was originally bred for heavy farm and industrial work, but its large open hooves were better suited to city work rather than narrow country channels. Colours, usually bay, brown or black with white on the face and legs, often running into the body. Chestnut is the least common colour. Picture, a Clydesdale horse. The horse pictured is brown colour all over, with four white socks on each leg, a white nose and a black mane and tail. Joke. A horse walks into a bar. The barman confuses idioms with jokes and offers him a glass of water but can't make him drink.
Driving neck collar. A collar is fitted around a horse's shoulder. A neck collar is a padded fixture that rests against their shoulder. Neck collars have a groove that accommodates hames to which the traces are attached. The collar allows the horse to use its full strength when pulling. An object, a driving neck collar. This is a large leather collar padded with straw and webbing, made from two parts. You have the large padded section, which would rest on the horse's neck, and the rigged section, which holds the hame in place.
Horse sayings. Horses have a long history of tradition in English culture and various parts of life. For example, war, hunting, and transport. Horse-related sayings have filtered into everyday language. We've put together some sayings that you might recognise, mainly for a bit of fun, but also to notice how much of an impact horses have on culture even today. Have you heard of any of these? Don't put the cart before the horse. Meaning? Reverse the accepted or logical order of things. Flogging a dead horse, meaning attempt to revive interest when it's died or to do something pointless.
Prizes for keeping up appearances. A regular task for stablemen was grooming. It maintained the health and appearance of the horses. It was expected that city horses looked tidy. The corporation offered one prize of 2 guineas and 20 prizes of 1 guinea to horse drivers who took care of and cleaned their horses and harnesses.
May Day. The highlight of the year for stable workers was a range of annual horse shows showcasing their grooming skills leading up to May Day. The photos show the horses with their tack and their stablemen proudly standing next to them. Public work horses were regular winners. A picture? Mr. Oakley won the Birmingham Challenge Cup on May Day in 1937. The horse is large, wearing full tack, and is mostly dark brown all over, except for white socks on its rear legs. Mr. Oakley, standing to the horse's left, is dressed smartly in jacket and tie. A picture. Mr. Histon with his entry for the Birmingham Horse Parade in 1930. The horse is large, wearing full tack, and there is a speckled white and grey all over. Mr. Histon, standing to the horse's right, is wearing a smartly looking jacket, tie, and flat cap and calf-length boots.
Hames. Hames are curved metal or wood pieces attached to a horse collar. Hames are used to distribute the load around a horse's neck and shoulders when pulling a cart. The collar goes around the horse's neck and the hames are attached to the traces which connect to the cart.
horses saying, "Get off your high horse," meaning stop being self-righteous. High is a synonym for powerful, for example, high and mighty. Origins. In medieval England, a person high off the ground on a horse, looking down at common people and holding high office, made high horse mean superior and untouchable.
A horse saying, "Don't look a gift horse in the mouth." The meaning of this, don't be ungrateful when you receive a gift. The origins of this. It's a specialist task to determine a horse's age from its teeth, as horses grow more teeth as they age, and their old teeth change shape. The phrase appears in print as early as 1546. This saying and the tooth inspection practice is a sort of another teeth age-related phrase, long in the tooth.
Horse saying, dark horse, meaning someone who was previously not well known, emerges to prominence in a competition. Origins, this was originally a horse racing saying, as a dark horse was one that little was known about and difficult to place odds on. It is also the title of a 2013 Katy Perry song.
Did you know? Horses can sleep standing up. Although it is a myth that horses never lay down, they spend a short time each day laying down in deeper sleep. Horses have what's called stay apparatus, where their tendons and ligaments allow them to lock their legs so they can relax without falling over and can rest while standing for long periods of time.
Did you know the earliest ancestor of the horse is estimated to have lived 55 million years ago and were called diminutive hycotherums? They were only the size of a Labrador retriever and looked more like a small goat or deer. Archaeologists found horses were domesticated as a food source around 6,000 years ago. A joke. What's black and white and eats like a horse? A zebra.
Horse saying, hold your horses, meaning hold on, be patient. Origins. The saying has American origins, written as hold your horses, and appears in a New Orleans newspaper in 1844. It said, "Oh, hold your horses, squire. There's no use getting riled, no how." Object, sack barrow, designed to transport heavy goods using an L-shaped ledge on two wheels with a handle at the top to push the load. This particular one is made out of wood and metal and is very heavy. Object, muck fork, a large fork with a wooden handle used for clearing a horse's stable of dirty hay and waste, also known as mucking out.
Liverpool bit is a traditional curbed driving bit. Reins can be attached to a Liverpool bit five different ways, giving a successfully greater degree of leverage on the curb. A curb chain is fastened under a horse's chin, from one side of a bit to the other side. It's used to cause leverage on the horse's jaw in proportion to the pull of the reins. It is usually twisted flat. Object, Liverpool bit. Pick it up and feel its weight and the different parts. Object, wooden cobblers, large and rectangular in shape, like the stone cobbles found in our courtyard, but made of wood. We believe that they were made of wood as they helped to muffle the sound of horses' hooves,